All right, Isaac, let's talk a little bit about what's going on at Rollins Library here. We have a number of events going on at Rollins Library, starting here on the 11th. So you want to tell us about those?
Yeah, we got Jay coming down from the South Dakota State Historical Society, the former director, talking to us about some September 11th stuff that was going on with the state's effort to preserve the history of it. That is going to be on 9/11, of course, at 1 p.m. Come on down. You can swing on by. You don't need to sign up or anything like that. That same week, we actually have an adult board game night going on. It's September 14th at 6 p.m. Come on down, call, or register online and come play Oregon Trails, the board game. We all played the computer game and remember dying from dysentery.
All the time.
Let's try it in person now.
The whole family died from either starvation or dysentery.
I mean, you could freeze too, you never know. Yeah. And then later on this month, we also do have a master gardener coming down to talk about some fall gardening tips and tools. That's going to be September 19th at 1 p.m. As well, we got some author talks going on. We have Christine Mager coming down to talk about Somebody Knows, highlighting South Dakota's cold cases. This is going to be September 20th at 6:30 p.m. This is a registration required event. You can either call or come in person and get your name down, and we can make sure that we got everybody who's going to come and make sure that author's happy to see everybody.
That's Private Eye Wannabes. Is that who you want to have show up to that one?
Who?
The cold cases?
I mean, if the cold cases want to come, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
And then kind of towards the end of the month, we got our fall festival coming on up. That's going to be September 23rd. That is a Saturday, and that's going to be from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. We're going to have some festivities. We're going to highlight some books, have light refreshments, and they're just going to be fun things to do for kids and adults. Kind of moving on past September, we do have an author talk by Joseph Graves. He is the Secretary of Education for the state of South Dakota. He is going to be talking about his book, Renewing the Joys of Teaching. That's going to be October 16th. That's going to be a Monday. That's going to be from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. That is going to be a registration event. Just give us a call or come in and we can get you down. Kind of the last things I'm just going to highlight before we go to the next person is just going to be our Rollins Library ongoing book sale. Come on down, swing by our South Dakota collection room, and you'll see all of our books that you can purchase for cheap, $5 per bag, $1 per DVD and audiobook, 50 cents for a hardcover, 25 cents a softcover, and you never know, we have grab bags that have about 6 to 8 items for a quarter. And then to end this month, September is going to be Library Card Sign-Up Month. Come on by, sign up for a new library card, and get yourself a swag bag.
Sounds like there's a whole lot going on.
Oh, we got a whole lot going on this month. I mean, especially with fall rolling around, everyone's going to start going indoors. This is the best time to swing by, see what the library is offering, and kind of prepare yourself for the winter.
Where do folks find the calendar if they want to have an idea of what's coming up?
Yeah, if they want to see the calendar, you can always come in and grab one of our newsletters. We do offer a full paper-sized and a brochure-sized if you just want to grab it and go. Or you can always go to rollinslibrary.org and then hit programs and events, and that will bring you to our calendar. And as well, it'll give you the links to register for any of our events.
Now, we're just going to briefly go back to this Oregon Trail. So this is a board game, not the computer game.
Correct. It is a board game based off the computer game. You and your party will be going through the Oregon Trail, drawing cards, drawing calamities, and trying to pass or save yourself compared to other people. You can give them clothes, food, or you can make sure you keep it to yourself and get where the destination takes you.
So I would imagine, is there like dice rolling for hunting and stuff like that? Is that how they do that?
Yeah, there is some dice rolling, and there's most of it's going to be a play and draw style game where it's going to be per round. There's some calamities that'll give you so many rounds to have certain resources, and if you don't have them, well, you're dead.
And if you don't know how hard Oregon Trail is, it's stupid hard.
Yeah, I was playing the game when we got it to test play it, and it frustrated me just like the computer game, but it was still a blast.
And you start out with you, your wife, and I believe three kids, how many oxen you want to buy, and by the time you get halfway there, you're all dead.
Yep.
That's kind of how it all works.
Yeah, in this one, the goal is going to be at least one person from the group that's playing makes it to the end, so...
Oh, okay. Well, at least there's that.
Yeah, just don't be too stingy, but, you know, no promises.
Yeah. All right, Isaac, thanks for coming in and talking with us this morning. And again, a lot of stuff going on at Rollins Library. Thanks for popping in on People in the Neighborhood.